Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? Do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of our blessing and honor and glory? Does the Father truly love us? Does His Spirit move among us? And is Jesus our Messiah forever those He loves? Does our God intend to dwell again? Worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slain. From every people and tribe, every nation and
is he worthy? And if you don't know, every week when we play those videos, most of those are from Shadow Mountain Community Church, David Jeremiah's church out in California there. Want to encourage and welcome those of you who are with us on social media, whether you're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Be sure to heart, like, share, follow us, subscribe there, do all those things. Comment helps to get the word out in those algorithms. Welcome to those on our phone live streaming. Welcome to everybody who's here in person with us this morning. If you are at home and you have access to the church website, encourage you to go to HighlandBaptistChurch.com. It's under the info tab. You can download the worship bulletin for today. These are at the doors as you came in this morning. We have the children's worship bulletins, one for ages 3 and up, one for ages 7 and up. They're in the windowsill to my right, but they're also under that info tab. And then also the other thing under that info tab is your prayer list for this week. These are out on the table across from the offices in the magazine rack holders there. So just want to encourage you to pick those up this morning. If you're a guest with us this morning, we especially want to recognize you and welcome you this morning. We do have some gift bags on the sides of the stage as well as at the doors. We want to be sure you pick up one of those as you leave today. If you brought someone with you, make sure they get one of those. It's got some information about our church in it. It's got some gifts that we want to give to you to say thank you for being here with us this morning. So please grab one of those as you leave this morning. They're at every entrance as well as at the sides of the stage down here when you leave. So thank you for being here this morning. Brother Mike, you'll come and lead us.
Good morning, all. You can't stand amazed in his presence sitting down. So stand with us as we sing hymn 547, I Stand Amazed in the Presence.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. My will but thine. He had no tears for his own grief, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love. My sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior. Love for me.
Well, as we come to our missionary of the moment week, just want to encourage you to look at your bulletins. You've got your missionary of the moment there with the Osvaldo and Vanessa Lerma. They are serving in Laredo, Texas, ministering to refugees there coming across from the border there, doing compassion ministries. And their prayer is that this week that mission teams who are there will learn lessons in Laredo that will help them to start compassion ministries in their own communities. Want to encourage you also to be praying for our missionaries in Moldova. Their card is over here in the windowsill to my right. Be sure to pick up one of those. Put it on the refrigerator. Put it somewhere where you'll be reminded to pray for them. So